Okay, so thank you, Nick. Thank you, PY. It's an important job I have to do. That is, I have to deliver what the expectation would be, to be fair as well as to be efficient, I hope so. And thanks, Paul, for seconding that nomination. So let us get started. I think you have all received the briefing notes, the agenda item. The next agenda item is now, welcoming new members. Right. So that's a number of members joining the task force for the first time, including Ms. Connie Jung, representing the Institute of Landscape Architects. Connie, welcome. Eunice Mark, representing the Hong Kong Institute of Planners. She will be attending very soon. She's not yet here. Francis Lam, representing the Hong Kong Institute of Surveyors. Yeah, thank you, Francis. Victor Jung, representing the Hong Kong Institution of Engineers. Victor's also coming soon. He will be joining us. Okay. And Elsa Mann, who's representing the Real Estate Developers Association of Hong Kong. Elsa, thank you. Welcome. Your inputs will be most welcomed. Yeah. And also to inform members, Ms. Doris Ho has taken over the post from Mr. Thomas Chan as the Deputy Secretary Planning and Lands. And she is also attending this meeting for the first time. Welcome, Doris. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. So, also, yes, and then for the government representative, Mr. Samson Low has taken over the post of Assistant Commissioner for Tourism 2 for the Tourism Commission from Ms. Emily Mo. And Ms. Carmen Yu, the Senior Administrative Officer of the Tourism Commission, is attending on behalf of Mr. Samson Low today. Welcome, Carmen. And then Mr. Michael Chu, Chief Executive Officer of the LCSD, is attending on behalf of Mrs. Doris Falk. Michael, welcome. All right, so a lot of new members. Right, so let us move on to item number 2, which is the confirmation of the terms of reference. The Secretariat has already tabled the terms of reference of this task force for the last term, which we had used for the last two terms as well. So essentially, just for new members' benefit, the terms of reference for the three geographical task forces of the Harbourfront Commission are essentially the same, except for their respective geographical coverage. So at this first meeting of the new term, and as a matter of formality, I would like to ask members to raise any views, if any. Yes, Paul?
I believe that the, and I've mentioned that in the other task force as well, is that the terms of reference should be also including the water. So it says harbourfront development proposals. This should be the kind of proposals for harbourfront and adjacent waters. Harbourfront enhancement strategies should be harbourfront and adjacent waters. I believe we should always, in these task forces, consider the water uses and the land uses together. At least for the adjacent waters. So I hope that the Commission as a whole can agree on that amendment for all the task forces.
Okay, Paul. So I just want to clarify, you already have a specific recommendations on the terms of reference in terms of specific wordings that you have submitted to the task force already, the KAITAC?
I mentioned it, yes, for the KAITAC, I mentioned it. It's basically, and I suggest the same wording for all. So harbourfront development proposals should be of development proposals for the harbourfront and adjacent waters.
Good, clear. So I think in a sense, this water land, all right, PY, yes.
I wonder what happens to the boundaries at the eastern end near Yau Tong where the red line,
What is going to happen to the interface when we get to the eastern end near Yau Tong, where the red line and the green line appear to overlap? You see what I mean?
I think what you mean. So in a sense, that's about
whose responsibility is that?
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So the two lines basically overlap.
Yeah, seems so.
Right. So, It doesn't, right? Christine, please clarify.
Actually, it's a pink line and blue line, and the pink line denotes purview under the Kaitak Task Force. So it's actually run all the way to the tip of the seawall, but you then see the overlapping of the two lines. But actually, because when we talk about harbourfront areas, we also talk about streets, right? Streets from that line. So it's actually quite clear that to the left of that line, it would be the Kaitak Task Force purview, and then to the right, which is blue, vertically, it would be under the Kowloon Task Force. We actually have been doing this distribution of works for the past two terms as well. So in case when the Secretariat receives a project that lines on that particular line, we can sort of differentiate and make that judgment call. Yeah.
Thank you. I think this is essentially a matter of spatial scale. If we zoom in, there would be a clear delineation of a NOLA along the King Yip Street. So to the east and to the west, there's a clear demarcation. But definitely, I think this is an important issue for the Commission as a whole, that the different task forces, how do we try to coordinate among ourselves? And I think the Commission Chair would also, would you also give us some idea about what do you think about the water land uses?
Yes, Madam Chair. This was discussed at the Kaitak Task Force as well, the terms of reference of that task force. And my suggestion, and I think it was agreed at the meeting, is that we start first by reviewing the terms of reference of the Commission, and then what decided, if you like, as, in terms of the Commission, could flow down to the task forces, so we get commonality, if you like, of objective and wording. The reason I've suggested this is that I think we need to revisit the Commission terms of reference. If you remember, at the last meeting of the previous Commission, government was suggesting a much closer involvement with the harbour unit, and particularly involvement at a project level. And I think that should be reflected in the terms of reference of the Commission, and that again can flow down to the to the task force. So my suggestion would be, if you agree, that we perhaps defer this item until the Commission has undertaken its review, and it can come back to you at your next meeting, and you can have a look at the wording then.
Shall we wait for then, Paul?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I just wanted to make one clarification just to avoid future confusion, because we're talking about delineation. The Tokwa Wan Typhoon shelter I propose is being included in the Kaitak area, because I think that's the more natural combination rather than with this task force.
Thank you very much. So let us move on and confirm the terms of reference for now. Okay.